So the next presentation was, the idea was planted by Mr. Jim Lundy, and then it was such a good idea that I suggested that he'd be the one to do it, which is the evolutionary history of Minnesota consulting firms. And he will be joined by Kathy Villas-Horns, who I've already introduced to you and who probably needs no introduction. Jim Lundy, well, he was a president too one day, a couple years ago, whenever that was. He's now at the Minnesota Department of Health. He's made the rounds through the Pollution Control Agency and ENSR, Consulting and Engineering, and the Pollution Control Agency before that. And we were in graduate school at the same time. So who's gonna come up first?
Half of the other people.
Yeah. So.
It's a tag team.
Okay, well, you're it.
Can we just do it from here?
Do you want one of those? Britney Spears numbers. Oh, right. Please make them welcome.
I'll say one thing. We've learned a lot of things, and one of them is don't ever suggest anything. You wind up giving the talk.
Okay. Well, you know who I am, and I just want you to know I've been in the environmental field since 1984.
And I've been working in this field since 1986, so that's almost 29 years.
And I've got about 30 years, so that's 60 years between us two, and a lot more, adding up everybody in this room.
So
experience.
We're here to kind of talk a little bit about what the whole conference topic is, which is remember the old days.
So this is from some water supply work that I was doing in Tracy, Minnesota in the mid-1980s. This is Denny Plecker and his helper from Tyne Well.
And Kathy always took really artistic photographs in her work on these sites, and I don't know how she balanced all the different things she was doing with the plopper and the... But I took these more mundane ones. This one is... it was rare, though. It's the driller's helper who's smiling, so that never seemed to happen. And he's wearing mud on his hat. That was a badge of honor.
This is really dating us here. This is back when the hammer was driven by a rope on a cat head.
Okay, that's another good question. Who knows what that means?
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
A lot of people. There's a spinning thing. Here, this is our pointer.
Okay.
This thing was spinning, and the rope was wrapped kind of loosely around it, and then when you tighten the rope, it would catch, and then the hammer would go up, and then when you let go, the hammer would come down, and soon you'd have a split spoon sample. But
how heavy was the hammer?
Huh?
How heavy was the hammer?
140 pounds. Nice. We got stuff on you. Just wait. There's usually a lot of mud on these projects.
How far did it have to drop?
Oh, man.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
We got real pros in this room.
Yeah, quick, next slide.
Yeah. Well, as Eric covered, one of the conversations during the conference planning was, you know, all these consulting firms kind of sprouted up, and what does that history look like? So we decided to look at that topic.
Yeah, how many were there? How did they get started? How did they evolve over time? And how were they related to each other?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, so we have to talk about how much expertise we really have in this area. It's very simple. we invented a measure called the BSQ, and Q stands for quotient. It's kind of high on this project.
One hard fact of information we did find, though, was the starting salaries for Hydro Ones in state government. This is for state government, but the private sector was probably pretty similar to that. But Jim and I found that neither of us benefited from this because we started at less than $20,000 a year when we both started working in the mid-1980s.
So we didn't benefit from the big numbers that were being, you know, passed around. But it was still kind of considered at that time in the mid-80s kind of a glamorous, you know, thing. The work in the environmental field. You know, I remember ads trying to get people, probably headhunters, trying to get us to, you know, change offices or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, we figured that if we were going to look at this a little bit more, we might want to look at this kind of a, we have to have a model, right? So here's our conceptual model, the biologic model. So, you know, in the 1960s and before that time, it was what we would now call environmental was probably looking mostly at water supply and geotechnical. And then in the 1980s, we had the new laws we're talking about that drove a lot of change, and then we were looking more at health protection and water quality. Then there was growth in the 1990s, and then since that time, maybe we'd say it's more mature or more stable.
We're talking about consulting firms and how they've adapted to this, and started thinking about diagrams and how to show this. And, you know, paleontologists use evolutionary diagrams like this.
Or extinction diagrams.
Or extinction diagrams, yeah.
Depending on how well it's going.
Yeah. And so then we said, well, let's put the laws on a similar diagram. So we've got the laws starting at the right time, but the shape, that's all made up. It's our perception of how much money and how much activity was generated from these laws when they first started out. So they were big at first, and then all condensed a bit to just a dull roar and are steady over time.
So now, using that same sort of idea here, we still have time going across the top from left to right, and we'll try to show how some of these companies sort of unfolded over time and who is related to who. There's almost no incest on this. No, I'm not. But there were a surprising number. This slide shows a surprising number of firms doing the kind of work we were talking about, maybe going back even as far back as the 1930s in Minnesota, and I found that kind of surprising.
We go beyond 1960 and through the 1970s. There are a few more companies were created in Minnesota. And we're dealing just with local companies now. We aren't trying to do the big national companies.
And then as we progress even farther, remember we said 1980 was when some of those laws came in, and so there was a new size to the niche. And we have quite a few other people, companies involved. Now, this isn't everybody, but it's kind of, we were on a tight time frame on this talk, and so we got who we could get. But what we're trying, do you want to explain this a little bit more? Or you want me to? I don't think I can.
You can guess.
My mom would tell these convoluted stories about her family in South Georgia, and I could never follow it, so you expect me to follow this. I don't know. But the uppermost ones are in green, and they're kind of all related, mainly kind of coming off of what used to be Twin City Testing. And so that was a particularly fertile part of the family tree. But there were some other ones as well down below that came off of other branches. And you can kind of read for yourself. We'll babble a while you look at it.
So.
Oh, this is a good line.
Yeah, lots of children, lots of divorces, lots of relationships building and so forth. So. But, you know, maybe there's a better way to show this. We can make it about someone, and that might make it more interesting.
Yeah. I think I get it. So you mean, like, follow somebody's career path?
Yeah.
There's so many to choose from. Maybe someone like Captain Kirk.
Where's Sean?
That's Sean Hunt. He runs these conferences, so we had to give him a little grief.
Yeah.
But actually, he's been at DNR since about the Archean, so that doesn't make a very good case.
Nah.
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 So many victims.
Who are those people? Oh, it's us.
It's us, yeah.
Yeah.
I have it. I know the perfect person to illustrate our point.
Someone with authority. With integrity?
Someone with a past. Someone known to history. Ready? Dun, dun, dun! Someone willing to bring down the law from the mountaintop.
Someone willing to make change, sometimes on a moment's notice.
Gil's journey.
Thank you. Gil began in state government in 1976 and didn't see the beacon of light in the private sector until 1984.
So he...
Then he made a move to where? Twin City Tustin?
Yes.
And onward. I don't know the dates. Gil can fill us in later. Then he moved down to, what is that one? He covered it up. Warzine. Warzine for a few years. And then over and then down to Fawth and Van Dyke. And over, we're not done yet. Over to Leash. And over a little bit more. And then down to Environmental Strategies. And then, oh, that was a long one. And then... down to Summit. And then he got tired of working for other people, so he went down to the new one called GJG, which is his own spot. And so...
Ended with Hennepin County.
Yes, which is where he is now. Yes. It's a very impressive trail, we have to say.
Yes. But a lot of us worked at a lot of companies. I mean, I worked at a few, and you worked at a few, so... It was a great time to share ideas and experience and move around.
And some... Oh.
Some of us have been around a long time.
I need the Advil.
Yes.
So where do we go from here?
Well, before 1980, the focus seemed to be on water quantity and water supply issues.
And then after 1980, Superfund and the other laws kind of changed the emphasis to water quality.
But now we have reminders that water quantity is again an issue. Think about southwestern Minnesota and White Bear Lake issues.
So maybe from now on we can kind of think in terms of both of them, you know, water quantity and water quality together. That's sustainability. All right. So.
But that's enough of the serious stuff. Here's a nice way to end our talk. Sunset over the drill rig.
Yeah, and I thought you were going to bring your Hawaii shots, but... So...
That's it.
And we have to mention our friend Joe, who is no longer with us, but I dug up an old photo. Joe Julek passed away recently, for those who don't know. That's it.
Right.
Should we take questions, or? I don't think we better.
Any questions? Use the mic. Don't be too proud. Yeah.
I just want to point out one notable exception, and that was Hickok and Associates, which spawned Wank Associates. Something about Leash in there, too, I think.
Well, and that's where the BSQ comes in.
And I think there's a little unknown fact, and it was originally Garrity Miller and Hickok in New York City before Gene Hickok moved back here.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot that other firms that we couldn't fit on the slide, so but somebody else can do that at another time.
Somebody younger whose eyesight still works. Yeah. Okay, can I just unplug this?